Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. I'm Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and hypnotherapist. I have over 18 years of experience in the field of the mind-body connection. Working on yourself can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life. I developed this podcast to share information, tools, and techniques to assist you in making changes, feeling better, moving forwards, getting motivated, and to thrive. Maybe you're here because you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, or perhaps you're navigating the process of personal development and change and would like to learn how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. Either way, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing self-worth and how cultivating greater self-worth can improve your life. You'll also have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session that is focused on improving your self-worth. This hypnosis session is designed to work synergistically with the self-compassion pause, which was downloaded last week. If you haven't downloaded that episode yet, be sure to do so and give it a listen. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the site, you'll find all previous episodes of the podcast, as well as blog posts. You'll also find the web store that contains premium hypnosis programs that assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns, such as dealing with breakups, connecting with gratitude, stopping smoking, weight loss, anxiety reduction, inner child healing, and much more. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount off your entire order. Self-worth is, in essence, the opinion that we have of ourselves. It is the value that we give to self. With positive self-worth, a person believes that they are good enough and that they deserve good things in life. When someone perceives that they are not good enough, they may find themselves developing self-sabotaging behaviors as a part of them believes that they are not deserving. The opinion that is developed of self oftentimes originates in childhood. The messages that individuals receive from the home environment with parents, the school environment with teachers, and their peer group influences the opinion that they develop about themselves. Society as a whole has a skewed version of self-worth. The most common ways that people measure their self-worth is based on looks, how much money someone makes, social status, career or job, and life achievements. Measuring one's self-worth by these means is unhealthy, as they are external factors. Self-worth and self-esteem are often considered to be the same thing, but in fact, they are different. Self-esteem is what we think, feel, and believe about ourselves. Self-worth is knowing that above all of these things, we have value as a human being, that we are lovable, that we are deserving, and that we deserve to be here on this planet at this time, that we have a birthright. A strong sense of self-worth can assist you in remaining steadfast in your resolve, to have an unwavering alliance with yourself. Self-worth is actually a very important foundation for self-esteem to be built on. It is better to pursue self-worth at first, as when we know our value and we know that we are deserving, life gets a little bit easier. Oftentimes, self-esteem fluctuates. If we're having an experience that is challenging or difficult, it may affect what we think, feel, or believe about ourselves. And rather than always trying to feel good about ourselves, having a strong sense of self-worth in these situations, a deep knowing that you are good, lovable, and deserving, it can be much more effective. Oftentimes, self-esteem and confidence are focused on building ourselves externally, to be better at our job or career, to be better with social interactions with others, to be a better public speaker. But self-worth is directed inwardly, deeply knowing that we are lovable, likable, deserving, and that we have a right to be here, just like everyone else. Simply being human means that you have intrinsic value, that you have goodness and capabilities. Cultivating self-worth is about showing yourself unconditional, positive regard. It is about changing the lens in which you perceive yourself. It's about perceiving the value in who you are as a human being. Antiques are highly sought after by collectors. They place great value on them. They see all of their beauty, even though there might be cracks or flaws. And they take great care in cleaning and restoring them, making sure that they last. They are able to perceive the value in these items, and this drives their actions. Part of being human is recognizing that we are flawed, but it is also recognizing the beauty and the uniqueness of who we are. That even despite any flaws, we have intrinsic value. There are many ways that you can increase your self-worth through mental, physical, and emotional self-care by placing value on yourself, maintaining your physical body with a proper diet, exercise, and movement, and other forms of physical self-care can help to increase self-worth. Seeing a therapist, working on yourself, being kind and gentle with yourself, and stopping comparing yourself to others can also be valuable. Everything is interconnected within you. Self-worth affects self-esteem, which then begin to affect the actions and the behaviors that you take, as well as the thoughts that you think about yourself and how you feel about yourself. Increasing your self-worth can have a huge impact on all areas of your life. Self-worth begins at a subconscious level, which makes hypnosis the perfect tool to work with to increase it. Now you will have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session designed with increasing self-worth. We will be using a technique that will allow you to become aware of all of the various aspects of yourself that you value. Then we will practice unconditional positive regard for yourself. Are you ready to unwind, de-stress, and increase your self-worth? Great. Then let's begin. Do not listen to this program while driving, operating heavy machinery, or engaging in any activity that requires conscious thinking while using it. Find a place where you can relax and let go for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. Close your eyes. And begin to breathe. Slowly, deeply. Let every breath take you deeper and deeper into relaxation. Nothing bothers you. Nothing disturbs you. Just breathing deeply and smoothly. Take your time and completely and pleasantly relax your eyelids. Feel the relaxation in your eyelids flow outwards in all directions. As if the relaxation was imaginary waves or ripples. The relaxation is almost like throwing a pebble into a pond. The waves and ripples on the top of the water spreading out and touching all parts of the surface. So too this relaxation flows through your body in these imaginary waves and ripples. And all parts of you that this relaxation touches dissolves any tension. That's right. And you can feel this relaxation floating through you. Through your entire being, it caresses and comforts you. Just like a gentle massage. It heals and it soothes you. You simply welcome this wave of relaxation with open arms. Just receiving the comfort and the lightness that it brings. As it floats through you. Caressing. And comforting you. You can allow yourself to feel lighter, happier, more fulfilled, more whole. Welcoming this healing relaxation as it begins to flow through the open doors of your mind, filling all parts in and around and through you. Waves of gentle relaxation, a healing caress. I'm going to counting down from 10 to 1. With every descending number, allow yourself to relax more and more deeply. By the time that I reach the count of 1, you will be at your natural level of relaxation. 10. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Fully relaxed, feeling safe, feeling secure, and feeling very good now. Now, imagine that on the ground in front of you is a circle. A circle of your favorite color. Just imagining that in your mind now. And if you can see it, or if you can only pretend to see it, the same purpose is served. And even if you have difficulty imagining this, simply allow yourself to perceive it in some way. In that circle, begin to place an image of yourself. This is the current image. The current perspective of yourself. Just notice what you notice. Having a high level of self-worth is about choosing how you perceive yourself, how you define yourself, freeing yourself from any outside forces, freeing yourself from other people's perspectives or opinions. Self-worth is about developing strong inner resolve, which will lead to unshakable confidence and faith within yourself. As you perceive this image of yourself standing in the circle, allow everything else to fade away. Your job, career, what you do, how much money you make, your social status. Just letting go of all of those things and just focusing on this image of yourself. And as you let go of all of those things and you focus on self, begin to notice what is valuable within you. Letting go of everything externally and focusing internally. It is the internal that matters the most when it comes to increasing your self-worth. Notice the strengths that you have. What abilities do you have? What attributes? Maybe you are kind, compassionate, intelligent. Perhaps noticing the difference that you make in this world. There is always good. Always. So take a moment now and find that worth. Find that positive value that you have. Just connecting to that. Bringing it into focus. You know yourself better than anyone else. So take a moment and get in touch with this now. Good. Building self-worth is about recognizing that we do have flaws as humans. But despite those flaws, it's about learning to love and accept yourself unconditionally. Loving and accepting yourself unconditionally. It's about developing unconditional positive regard for yourself. So as you see the image of yourself in the circle, As you hear these words, you can choose to say them out loud to give them greater strength, or you can simply repeat them in your mind. I accept myself as I am. I forgive myself. I love myself. I am a worthy and capable person. I see the value in myself. I celebrate my uniqueness. Recognizing all that is good within yourself now. Now perceiving the value in yourself and changing the self-image. Imagine that you could step into this image of yourself. That you could allow it to absorb into your bones, into your muscles, into your cells, into your organs, tissues, into the mind, into your emotions. Begin to become aware of what you feel as you begin to perceive this value in yourself. Begin to notice how other people might respond to you differently if you begin to value yourself in this way. Begin to become aware of how else your life might be different as a result of valuing yourself. Now move out into the future. Move out into the future and imagine future times and places. Future times and places where you would like to experience increased self-worth. And imagine yourself in those moments responding in an entirely new way. Just see, hear, feel, and experience yourself out in the future, responding in this way. Make a mental note of what you see, what you hear, what you feel, and what you experience. Make it as real as you can in your mind. So that your mind learns all that it needs to learn today in order to enable you to begin acting with greater self-worth. Now bring that image, that positive image, back to the present moment. And I'm going to suggest that every time that you see your favorite color, it's going to remind you of this image of yourself. It's going to remind you of all of the reasons why you value yourself. now. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I do, return to full waking consciousness and awareness. Starting now at 1, 2, emerging from relaxation, 3, 4, coming up now, 5, 6, 7, 8, emerging from relaxation, 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. The more that you practice this technique, the more it can assist you in changing the perspective of yourself so that you can begin to perceive your self-worth. And as a result of that newly acquired self-worth, your life can improve in many ways. Learn hypnosis through the Mind Institute's Hypnosis Certification Course. Discover the power and the promise of clinical hypnosis in this foundational course. You'll explore the power of the subconscious mind and understand how hypnosis works for change. You'll learn professional protocols and important ethical standards and boundaries. You'll learn how to tailor hypnosis inductions to clients' needs to help them let go of weight, stop smoking, manage stress and emotions, and make other desired life changes. You'll also learn how to adopt techniques to help clients get free of fears and phobias, to learn how to change beliefs that limit people so that they can manage anger, raise self-esteem, and move beyond victimhood. You'll explore the use of hypnosis for group work, along with contemporary clinical applications of neurolinguistic programming. You'll also learn how to use hypnosis to heal the inner child, to assist clients in overcoming anger through compassion-focused forgiveness processes, and releasing the ties that bind in order to make healthier life choices. With over 170 lessons and 25 hours of audio and video lectures at your fingertips, with 75 hours of self-practice, assignments, test cases, and mentoring meetings, this comprehensive online course will provide you with everything that is required to begin confidently practicing hypnosis upon graduation. Become a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist by visiting www.mindinstitute.ca. I hope that you enjoyed today's session and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, be sure to head on over to www.youtube.com/hypnosistoronto and subscribe. I'll be posting additional videos and information that will not be available on the podcast. Tomorrow, there's a video that's launching on the vagus nerve and how to use a technique called vagal nurturing to turn down the fight, flight, or freeze response so that the body can return to a state of rest and digest. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in every Thursday for new episodes. Take care and be well until next time.